Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. I want to just say I want to go into prayer right now, right here by my house. There's something going on, very dramatic, because the block is filled with the police. So please just pray for my area right now. I would like to say we want to thank you all again for tuning in. And I'm not responsible for whatever noise is going on in my background, because there's a lot of stuff going on right here on the west side of Chicago. We are a part of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Irons Ministry, which is brought to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are bringing forth the speaker on tonight, which will be bringing the word of God forth so that we could be blessed by what God has in store for us, for our lives, for our families, for our jobs, and everything and anything that God has anointed and appointed to come our way. We're just asking you to stay calm, stay tuned in, stay patient with what God is doing in this time right now, to just remind yourself when you pray to say to God, Lord, whatever you're doing right now, don't forget about me. Don't leave me out. So with that being said, I'm going to say good evening to Minister Sheila Kaiser. Are you on the line with me, Minister Sheila?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for being my co-minister of service of ceremonies on tonight. We are going to ask Minister Sheila to pray with us before we bring our awesome speaker to the microphone to present what God has given him to pour into the body of Christ on tonight. Amen. Minister Sheila, are you ready?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Starting off with saying thank you, God. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for each and every one that's listening in on this program. Lord, I thank you for me, my sisters, my brothers, my children, sons, daughters, granddaughter, all the family, bloodline, and spiritual. Lord, I ask you to bless us tonight to know that you are the one and the only one that has the rights to our life, the one that will take us through all the bad times and to show us and to help us to learn from you, about you, through you, that the word is you, and to love and to cherish and to appreciate the life that you have given us, and that we ask you, Lord, lead us your way, the only way to show us how to go through all this torment, deception, disrespect, all this bad that people are trying to put up upon us, because the demon and these devils are so jealous of the love and life that we have for you. Lord, I ask you to bless us, to lead us through this, to understand that we are your children. We are here because of you, and we should learn and to honor and to respect the life through you and with you. Lord, I ask you, and I thank you. I thank you for the day that I have due because you said so. I'm living today. I can see. I can walk. I can hear. I have arms, legs. I have the ability to function because you said so. Lord, I ask you to bless all of us that is listening to understand we are here because you say we can be here. We are here to love and to honor and to cherish, treasure you. Lord, I ask you to look over Minister Renee and her family, to bless them better and more in the life that you have for them. I ask you to look over Prophet-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, to understand and to learn more through you, because she is a walking testimony of you. Thank you for blessing Prophet Apostle, Sandra Thomas, the woman of God that have been through life with you and for you, the woman that is truly known to be your child, to love and to worship and to honor you. look over Apostle, all the apostles that it is on the line that I know and don't know. Look over Prophet Antoine Thomas, the man of God with knowledge and wisdom and love for you. Look over Pastor Troy Thomas, another man with wisdom and truth, foundation, and love and words for you. Look over Minister Brandon Kaiser, another young man that is truly your child with the wisdom of love and to nourishment. Lord, look over Dr. Serena Wright, a woman who has words of encouragement and to teach and to help us all understand and learn more about you. Look over Elder Kathy Kendall, a woman that can talk and to preach and to understand and to teach and to help us along in life through you mentioning anyone. I ask you to open up their hearts. Lord, look at the ones that don't know of you, to send them the angels that can give them the knowledge and encouragement and the knowledge of you. Lord, I ask you to look over this world, bless this government, bless our lives to understand that you are the one and the only one for true love and life, our conqueror, excuse me, that our conqueror and can create more love and justice and peace that the world that now really and truly needs. Lord, please look over the world, the young ladies and men, the elderly, all that it is that don't know who you are, to know you are the one and the only one that has life that can give us the royalness, the treasures, the happiness, the wisdom and the knowledge that we all truly believe. I thank you, and I thank you, and Lord, I thank you for blessing me and to all that's listening to say, my children, you have another day. Amen.
Amen, Sister Sheila. Thank you so much for that prayer. At this time, we will not linger on or hold up the service any longer. We are going to turn it right over to the man of God, to Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line with us? Pastor Thomas, are you on the line with us tonight? I can't hear him if he is on the line with us tonight. So what we're going to do is just thank God for everything that he has done for us at this time in our lives while we're waiting for the man of God to come to the service of the program and just bless us on tonight. I just want to say, God, I'm thanking you every day, every moment, every hour, because just tonight, just knowing how quick things can happen. 1 minute, it just seemed like it's just a nice, gloomy night where it just seems like it's hot and we're trying to stay cool. And it's just a split twinkling of an eye, like the word of God says, things can change. Well, you won't even know what's going on around you, and all of a sudden it just affects you. So that's why the word of God also tells us to be ready, because we never know. We have to always make sure we're caught in the right place. What I mean by caught in the right place, I remember growing up, my mom used to have us read the Bible or tell us to read the Bible for ourselves, and she would give us little things that the word of God says, and it says that if a man has been doing good all his life and the Lord comes back and he's doing bad, would God judge him for all the good that he's done? And if a man that's been doing bad all his life, if the Lord comes back, would he just be judged on the good that he's doing now? But I know that God says that we're gonna have to answer for all things. So in other words, we're gonna answer for the good and the bad. But just make sure when the Lord comes that you are in the place that you have repented, you have given your life back to God. We have acknowledge God as our Lord and Savior. We know, we always say, oh, I know God is my Redeemer. He's my Deliverer. We know all that. But do we know that we know that we know that our prayer got through, our request got through, that our repentance got through? Do we know that? So we have to always be prepared and ready to answer to God. So I'm going to ask Pastor Troy Thomas again. Are you on the line, Pastor Thomas? I'm trying to see if Pastor Thomas has greeted me with a text or anything to let me know if he's tuned in. But I don't see anything as of yet. So I'm just going to keep on talking. Along with Minister Sheila as my co-MC for the program. Sheila, Pastor Sheila, do you hear me say, call you that, Pastor Sheila?
I hear you, Minister. Kaiser. I hear you. But like I say, all I just want to say, Lord, I keep calling me. I'm going to come your way. I'm still coming your way. Ain't nothing to stop me. But you just keep talking because we're going to all understand when it comes to the Lord. Ain't no, I can't hear you. You can always hear him. You're going to feel him. And just bless and pray that you consume when it's your time. You're going to see him. Not the other way, but see him. I thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Well, I went to my messages, and Pastor Troy is on Facebook Live right now. So I text him on the line. I said, where are you?
He can draw your face from pimples to every hair on your face. He's
I hear Pastor Thomas now preaching. Let's
school.
Go on and tune into Pastor Thomas.
To get the right techniques or the right paperwork to put him in the place where he can become an architect. But here it is for our life. All right, let me read this, the 13th verse of Genesis, if I get ahead of myself. We're going to talk about Noah for a few moments, if you don't mind. The 13th verse of the 16th chapter of Genesis says this. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence to them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and in the cubit shall thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third story shall thou make it. So this is the reason why I decided to use this particular scripture that God has given me about this particular scripture concerning the blueprint. If you can hear me, give me some thumbs and hearts, because my cousin was saying she can't hear you. Can you hear me? Let me know. Send me some hearts and thumbs if you can hear me.
Can hear you. Let me know. I want to make sure that everyone can hear me and everyone can understand what I'm saying. All right.
The reason for me picking this particular, God giving me this particular scripture is he gave Noah specifics
when it came to how he wanted this particular, he wanted the ark to be set in form. Because he had to have it to where he could store the necessary things to continue what's going on with the world. Now imagine this is what already repentance that he made man. And man is at the point where they're sinning so heavy, Tanisha, that alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Come back to that. That's a good part. And they shall be male and female. Of the fowls after their kind, and of the cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee all of thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So he did. That's the 22nd verse. I'm going to see this right here. And thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Right? So what I'm saying is, this part right here is indicative to look at my blueprint. Noah, being the builder, and God being the architect, had to follow God's plan and his demand and his order to the letter. But you know why? Because it was important that he follow God's instruction. It's like this, I said this often, that here it is, we may have children or people around us that ask us for advice, that ask us about certain things for wisdom. But then they ask us and don't take our advice. Don't take the wisdom and go about doing whatever it is that they want to do. So here it is that they miss out on doing better and getting better because they don't want to follow the instructions that have been given to them. When it comes to a blueprint, it's laid out. The dimensions are laid out. The height, the width, the weight, all of these things are laid out to follow the instructions so that whatever is being built, whatever is being destroyed for building purposes, will accomplish that purpose. They would accomplish what's necessary. Am I making sense? That Noah followed God's instruction. And look at this. He could only bring those that were qualified on the ark to be saved, which was him and his wife, his son, and his son's wife. When you go to a construction area, there must be people there that are qualified to handle the job. Even to you guys, there are things in your life God has equipped you with, but you must follow the plan that God has for your life. We can't do some of it, some like it. We must follow. My mother being the great apostle that she is, and the general in God's army that she is, my brother being the prophet and the preacher that he is, they oftentimes look at me and say, do you preach like Apostle Thomas? Do you preach like Prophet Antoine Thomas? And I tell them there are some similarities, but I'm my own man. I'm my own man of God. God deals with me in a different manner when it comes to speaking his word, when it comes to prophetic flows and things that the gifts that God has given within inside of me. God has given you specific gifts and has given you a blueprint for your gifts. Now, I know sometimes that when we go to certain churches, we're under leadership, and we begin to want to mimic our spiritual mothers and our spiritual fathers by preaching like them, by thinking like them. That's wonderful, but that's not your assignment. Now, you know what I'm saying? When we go to class in grammar school, in grade school, in high school, in college, the teacher sits before us and instructs us, give us wisdom, give us knowledge, so that we can progress in our grades, progress in our life. The same thing in God's house. The men and women of God, we're there to learn. We're there to glean. We're there to be better. It's that old output new in so that we can be better people according to the blueprint that God has given the leadership concerning our physical and our soul at the same time. So they have the equipment, they have all that's necessary. So then therefore we have to put our own that God has given us within what's going on in our life. My sister Joy Thomas can sing until the heavens come down. That's what I can sing, sure enough. I can hold a note. My 22-year-old daughter, she can sing when she wants to. But the fact of the matter is, I can hold a note. I won't sound terrible that you don't want to hear, but I don't sing like them. Still sing as much as still will fall. This is things that we have to understand. God has a blueprint for each all what God had ordained me to do. And so in the midst of this, Pastor Smith, God had to tell me, God had to do some demolition work in my life. God had to do some demolition work and repave some things so that things could be smoother for his purpose and his glory. Not for me. Not for it. It's not like going. I was doing my own thing in my own kind of way, thinking that it was all right, but it was not all right. So God had to, go to God and then do some demolition in my life. Tear some things down, reconstruct some things, and put it back up the way that he originally ordained it. When you go to these sites, you have to make sure that the workers are going according to the plan which was set before them. Because any little thing that they do wrong can hinder the work, can prolong it. That they not only prolong it, it can put in jeopardy the project as well. And sometimes what we're doing with our lives, what we're saying, who we're hanging with, our actions outside the four walls of the church can put the ministry in jeopardy, put our lives in jeopardy. So we must learn how to follow the blueprint of God. It was important that Noah followed God's plan to the T. But he said, I'm sending the water. I'm sending the rain to destroy man because I gave them a choice. I gave them either yay or nay, and they chose nay. And there was so much sin going on that he had to repent and then destroy man. But he sent Noah to refurbish, to multiply, so he could start it all over again. So it's important that, see, now, when it comes to a blueprint, you must have a back of the second chapter, the second verse, and the third verse, and it says this, and the Lord answered thee and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, that he may run that readeth it. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the table, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. It shall speak and not lie. Go and tarry. Wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. We have to have a vision. For the Bible says, without a vision, the Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Once again, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. I want to point out a couple of things that we must find ourselves dealing with skilled architects. God is our skilled architect. He goes there and plans. He said, your ways are not my ways, your thoughts are not our thoughts. We already know what God, we don't know everything. We have an idea of what God wants to do with us, but we must follow his plan. See, now, what I found out is there are sometimes specific architects for specific houses, museums, schools, churches, right? But you have other architects that build roads. They're skilled just to building a road. Then you have those that are skilled in building bridges. Zoom. They have for details for specific things at specific times. So I don't want to bore your patience. I don't want to keep going when it's not necessary, but I want you to understand this. God had a specific plan for our life. In Genesis, the second chapter, let me read it for you real quick. The second chapter and the 22nd verse, this is how the plan started off. The architect probably said, so God created man in his own image. See, there must be a vision. There must be a plan when you build this stuff as an architect. God is our architect, naturally and spiritually so. This 27th verse of the first chapter of Genesis says this. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Once again, he says male and female. We're going to read that. Give me 1 second. So then the second chapter and the seventh verse of Genesis says this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed to his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So he created us in his image. and then breathed in us the breath of life. That was the first plan that God had for us. His next plan was for us to praise him. He created us to praise him. He created us to worship him. He created us to obey him. And sometimes we don't want to obey him, Sister Allen Tolari. We don't want to obey him. We want to do what we want to do when we want to do it, and yet receive the benefits of God as we walk in disobedience. Construction site, you have those men in the what they call it, in the union that want to control how things go. They want to control when it's taking place, how it's taking place. But then what they're doing is they're trying to get as much as they can get out of that, for their own personal gain. But this life is not always about us. We have tests in our lives for testimony to help somebody else that's going through the same thing or is about to go through the same thing that we have been through and God has freed us from. Now, what are we going to do? Are we willing to follow God's floor plan? Are we willing to follow God's plan when it comes to it is specific in detail, in obedience, and in wisdom, the ultimate goal? And what is peace of mind? What is victory in our job? Victory in our finances? Victory when it comes to our children and our household with our husband or our wife? That is our ultimate goal, to please God in every way possible. But are we going to continue to do what we want to do, how and when we want to do it, and expect God to bless us while we disobey him? The Bible says that this, if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. If we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. And sometimes we're just not willing to be obedient. Sometimes it doesn't seem it is the right move that we're going to make because it's foreign to us. Foreign to us. And we're not used to having peace in our house. We're not used to having peace in our soul. We're not used to doing things in the right manner. We're just kind of used to going kind of however we want to, when we want to, how we feel. But if we only go by our feelings, we will not achieve a lot of things because human feelings have no intelligence. You don't believe me? There are so many, once again, I said it once before, so many people are incarcerated. So many people are dead. So many people are on drugs and are living beneath their privilege because they did what they felt like doing and not what they should be doing. But they felt like it. Turn out 21 on here that's done this. We felt like we should have stayed with a particular person. And it was one of the worst decisions that we made in our life, even though every sign was there to say they ain't no good. And sometimes it's not that they're no good. They're not just for us. We're not going the same place. We're not doing the same things. I often wonder why is it that people that say they save but will not find another person that saves like them. What they're saying is, wow, sometimes people in churches, they want it, they're two-faced, blah, 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 blah. But hey, and this is how I look at it. At least they're in the right place to receive it sooner or later. But when you go outside the church, they don't have the same mind, the same mentality, spirituality when it comes to being better and get to know the God of your salvation. I would rather be with a person that knows that I love to pray and that will pray with me, that knows I love to go to God's house and that will go with me. I would rather be with somebody that understands that God is everything in my life and to my life and want to be a part of my life in every aspect of my life. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? I can't be on my way to church and you're on your way to the club. Or vice versa. I'm on my way to you on your way to the church. It brings more of a peace to the house if we have the same mind frame. But we have to follow the blueprint of God. And this person that I'm with has to understand this, how I'm made up. I'm made up to serve him. I'm made up to love him. I'm made up not to give in or to give out. I'm made to do what God has created me to do. I'm created to show God's love. I just want to just to share with you that there are things that we must do as men and women of God. We must follow the blueprint of God because God has given us, once again, our own individual blueprint. And all we have to do is obey him. One of the hardest things that we deal with is in obedience, because we feel like we're grown naturally
then we're grown spiritually. That's not true. Because if we were grown, tell me always, I don't feel like it. But they're not singing my particular songs that I like. So they're not singing my song, so I'm not going to give the praise and worship leader. The pastor ain't preaching my kind of message. He's talking about me being disobedient, being two-faced, a stiff-necked, being a backbite, being a liar, doing all these other kind of crazy things. So how dare him talk about my sin? How dare him say I'm not coming to church dressed appropriate when the Bible clearly says, come as you are. Foolishness. He said, come as you are, not stay as you are. Come, but don't stay. When you go to work, go in as a rookie, you'll know what you're doing. But once you've been there for a while, you know what you're doing. So the scripture says, go along with that. He said, once you come into the light, you walk therein. In other words, once you know to do, you do better. When it comes to a man, when I was a child, I spake as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So as an adult, I no longer want to have my way all the time. I have to do what's necessary to get my responsibility because of my children, my bills in my house, my car note, my car insurance, my light bill, my gas bill, my rent, my mortgage, the food in the house, my children's their activities at school, the ministry. These are things that I have now become responsible for that I have to do in order to achieve as much peace in my life, not only peace in my life, but please the God of my salvation. And as I close, I just want to say this. My goal in life is to show forth God's love everywhere I go. I walked in church yesterday, and I didn't have on the normal preacher's or pastor's attire. And the man said, he said, man of God, when you walked in here, before they said Pastor Troy, he said, I knew you were a man of God. He said, something about your persona, the light that's in you, the way you walk, the way you carry yourself, say that you are a man of God. My goal now is once God has done the demolition in my life and he's doing the construction, that I show forth his plan for my life. What are you doing to show forth the plan that God has for your life? Are you giving up? Are you giving in? Are you used to being hurt? My brother preached a message that I'm addicted to help. I'm addicted to hurt. Church hurt. You know the building to do it unto you, but it's church hurt. What happened to you when you were a child? What happened to you when you were a teenager? What happened to you even in past relationships? These are things that we now use as reasons to continue in a place that we don't have to continue. But the Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. The right to be free. You have the right to be changed. You have the right to have God work construction on you. Because the Bible says this, we were born and shaped in iniquity, and sin, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But he says this in Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And once you become saved, you are a new creature. And once you become a new creature, old things are passed away. Now you have new things that's going on in your life. But that goes along with the demolition from being a sinner to being now a saint to being saved. I needed God to tear me down, to reconstruct me. Because what I did was tearing down, was tearing the foundation, was tearing down the building of my heart, of my soul, of my life that God had ordained and planned for me in my own personal foolishness. We have the opportunity. We have the right to be better, to do better, to live better, to give, and it shall be given unto you, to be the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So I encourage you today to look at your own blueprint. Look at God's blueprint for your life. Follow the instructions to every detail, to every minute, to every second, and watch God do it for you. All it takes is some obedience. It takes some patience. It's not going to happen overnight. As we can plainly see on 290, it seems like every year they do it. And once they finish it, 6 months later, here they go starting all over again. And it's always a two-year project. So we have the opportunity. We have the right. God has given us the right to to follow the blueprint that he has set before us right here in his word. If you don't know what to do, open his word. If you know who to talk to, open his word. If you need a word of prophecy, 66 books of prophecy according to your situation in your life. This is the ultimate blueprint for salvation, for deliverance, for freedom, and to stay that way, not temporarily, but permanently. This is the ultimate blueprint, the manual for salvation. Father, we thank you and we glorify you for all things. We thank you in your word to follow. A blueprint so that we will be the people of God that you have ordained us to be. That we will be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. Father, we give you praise for all things. For this we give you praise. Father, we give you praise that you're going to tear down those things that have caused us to be in a place where we should not be. That you're going to heal our broken hearts, mend our broken pieces. Father, you're going to be the potter. Father, that you're going to put us on the wheel and mold us and shape us and make us so that we can be the vessel that you have ordained us to be. Father, we praise you and we glorify you. We give your name the praise and the glory and the honor for you doing it for us right now. Father, we thank you for the individuality that you have given us. But, Father, there are millions and millions of people, those that have even passed away, and Father, they are even twins, and we don't have the same fingerprint. There, let us know that you are the master builder. You are the architect of everything and everybody, that you give every individual in this world, past and present, a different fingerprint to make us individuals, to set us apart from other things. Father, we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, which is yours and yours alone, and your son Jesus. Father, we pray for those, I pray for those that are sick in their body. Father, you know what's going on, and Father, we ask you to heal. Make the body do what you ordained it to do. Father, you made everything in 6 days. You said it was good, and you rested for 7 days. Father, do your work, but by your stripes, that healing is the children's prayer. And we speak life to every vessel, to every tissue, to every ligament in the body. We speak life. We speak healing. We speak wholeness for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. As I always say, hashtag let us pray. If you enjoyed this, give me some hearts and some thumbs. Give me some hearts and thumbs. If you enjoyed it, share it for me. Share it. Look at my blueprint. Look at what God has done. Look at who I used to be and who I am now, who I once was. Because I'm forgetting those people out behind me and I press forward. Who I used to be, I might have done what they said I'd done. But I am not who they said I am. DeAndre Patterson said it years ago, I might have done what they said I'd done, but I am not who they say I am. I was once this person, but I am that person no more because God has came in and done some demolition in my life. He done some construction in my life, and now he has made some things back in the right order for the right thing in Jesus' name. I thank you guys so much for tuning in. I thank you for being a part of God Talking Facebook Live. Same time, if you're drinking a little Pepsi, hold on. At the same time, so that God be glorified. If you enjoyed it, let me know you enjoyed it. You enjoyed it. My life, I want to serve God. I want God to be glorified. I want to show forth His glory. I want to show forth that God loves us. God loves His people. I said, for the greatest of these is love. There's so much going on in the world. I feel like it's a purge going on around here. And, you know, these kids killing each other for no reason, going on shooting sprees. That's the devil. That is the devil. And we must continue to pray for one for another. Pray for these young people. Pray for the parents. Because it was back in the place, your mom didn't know where you was at. Now, not only did she not know where you were at, who you were hanging with. If your mama didn't know them, and your mama didn't know their parents, you won't go and hang with nobody. We can't get so busy that we forget about the seed that we have brought into this world. We can't forget about how, understand, they are part of us, part of the father, part of the mother. We have to pray for them. pray that the devil's hand will be nowhere near close on. I thank you once again for tuning in. For Pastor Troy Thomas, if you're not busy Sunday morning at 8:30, 4244 West Patterson, we're holding church at the New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. Once again, 4244 West Madison, Sunday morning at 8:30. You say, oh, that's right, it's early in the morning. It is kind of early. But I guarantee you, if you come, you will receive a blessing from God. Amen. I love you. Pray. Continue to pray for my mother, Pontel Thomas. God is yet doing the work. I thank you for those that have done, that have prayed for, that have called her name out. Continue to pray for her and not pray on her. Because sometimes people say they're praying. But they're not doing P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. They're doing P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. But that's people that love us. They were P-A-R. P-R-A, I'm sorry. That dyslexia kicked in right there real quick. But thank God for you guys. I appreciate you. I love you. Once again, I'll always say hashtag.
Just comments for that word. We want to just say thank you, Lord, on tonight for allowing us to hear the pastor speak. Even though at times it sounds a little muffled, but we just know that God did what he did on tonight to get the word across, that if you were interested in hearing what God had to say, you would listen and make sure it was quiet. God knew he had to do some time to get us to be quiet so we could hear what he's saying. I've been blessed on what all the man of God said on tonight, that we can't do things our way, it's God's way. So I'm going to ask anyone else, that if you have heard what the man of God said tonight, please speak up. The lines are open. Please make your comments now. The lines are open. You can speak now if you have anything to say to Pastor Troy Thomas.
Good evening. I just want to say thank you for the word, Pastor Thomas. Thank you for the words. It's so meaningful. It's so true. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would speak now? Pastor Troy, did you have anything else you would like to add on to your service on tonight? Pastor Thomas, are you still on the line with us? Okay, I don't know what exactly went on, but as if you were listening to the program, you heard that the pastor was a little muffled on tonight. We want to ask you to forgive that. To give us, sometimes we have services that the enemy tries to get in and stop it, or he gets in and try to prevent us from hearing it. But if you can, you can go on to his Facebook page, Servant Troy Thomas, and you can hit up the service on tonight, which is August the 13th, about him videoing live at 8 p.m., and you can go back and hear his message clear and in full. So we just want to say thank you all for calling in and watching via Facebook, calling in Blog Talk, getting it by the web, whatever means you have to receive Blog Talk. We want to thank you all again. So don't forget, we're here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also here every Friday from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. She's also on Facebook Live. You can also get a service every Sunday morning at 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time with our very own Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. And don't forget to keep the ministry in your prayers.
Sure, iron sharpening iron.
with Smile 3E. Don't forget to hold up every man and woman of God that's appointed, anointed, and provide services through this ministry. We want to thank you for praying for us that each time that we bring the ministry forth, God's word comes and delivers someone and informs someone of what God planned, desires, and his wishes is for his people. We also want to say that you don't have to be ashamed to tell people you listen to the word of God through this ministry or any other way you get the ministry, if you get it through church service or you get it by TV. As the pastor said on tonight, God said, come as you are. He didn't say stay as you are. So just stay in tune with God. That's the only stay we're going to ask you to stay with. Stay in tune with God, that God delivers you, redeems you, keeps you, and most of all, that God save you. That's what we're asking you to just do when it comes to the body of Christ. Stay focused, stay steadfast, and just keep God first. Don't forget our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The man of God spoke on that tonight also. I'm going to ask the pastor again, if he's still on the line with us, that he may close us out in prayer. Pastor Thomas, are you on the line? Okay, well, we're going to close out with prayer. Father God, we thank you for allowing the people to and hear the word on tonight. We want to thank you and ask you to bless every family, every soul, every person that heard the word on tonight. We want to just ask you to even bless the ones that attempt to hear but weren't able to get through. God, we just want to ask you to cover America right now, God. Every secret plan that's up through our government and anything and for the people of America as well as through for the church. Everything that's trying to come through, God, we ask you to put the axe at the root to cut it, destroy it, and demolish it. God, we just ask you to cover Apostle Sandra Thomas on tonight, God, to cover her and heal her, God. We ask you to cover Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser on tonight, God. We ask you to just take her through the situation that she's going through right now with school. She's coming back on Saturday with what you have signed up her up for to do. We ask you to just keep her in your hands. We ask you to keep her family, her household, her job, and her finances in your hands. We want to say thank you to Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser for making this program possible. I want to say, God, please bless Minister Sheila Kaiser and her household. She has some things up before you, God, that she's asking you for, God. We're asking you just comfort her. Let her see that you have her, God. As we say in the world, you got her back, that you won't let nothing and nobody destroy her. Even right here, God, whatever the situation may be, God, that she's going through, I'm asking you to just cover her and see her through, that you will not let her be left out in this place and time where you're doing a shift and a shift in the spirit. God, let her know that you got her. I'm asking you to cover my household, my son, my husband, myself, just my job, my health. I'm just asking you to cover everybody that's in our family, God, to just bring us to one accord, to agreement, to touch and agree, to pray with one another, pray for one another. And as the man of God said on tonight, not P-R-E-Y on each other, and let's not P-L-A-Y-I-N-G, play and plan with one another. God, I just ask you to be God of our ancestors and just be God that you are. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen. And on that note, we'd like to say good night.